All right, folks, Nostra Jim Bobas here with your week 5 pigskin prognostications. Jim Bob's pigskin picks, where the spreads look shakier than my Uncle Earl's ladder after 3 Coors Lights and a shot of El Bandito Yankee tequila. That's pretty shaky, folks. The injuries are piling up like dirty laundry in a college dorm. And the underdogs, always my favorite animal in the wild. I love the underdog. I feed it. I pet it. I let it sleep on the couch. So this week, week 5 of the NFL slate is like a buffet. And some of these teams are coming back for seconds, like linemen at the Golden Corral. We got quarterbacks dodging more flags than a 4th of July parade, and the bookies sweating it out harder than a long snapper in August heat. Here we go, folks. First game up, Minnesota at Cleveland. The Cleveland dogs are 3.5 dogs at home. Vikings favored, but I don't know why. I'm not buying it, folks. Cleveland's at home, and the underdogs at home are like raccoons in the trash, nasty and hungry. This is the kind of game where the dog doesn't just bark. It bites you. It eats you. It bites the mailman and steals a sandwich. That's a mean junkyard dog, folks. Browns outright. Cleveland shocks them. Game 2. Raiders at the Colts. Colts are favored by 6.5. The Vegas bad boys are heading into Dorothy Land, almost Dorothy Land. And the Colts are favored by 6.5. And those Raiders, to me, are wobbling like a drunk cowboy at closing time. And then he's about to throw them out of the saloon head first. Colts win big. And somewhere, John Madden's ghost is rolling his eyes at the silver and black. Game 3, Broncos and Eagles. The Eagles are meaner every week. Like my grandma when the bingo caller mispronounces her numbers. Oh, she gets mad. If Jalen Carter keeps those loogies in his mouth and just keeps up chewing linemen, Philly's going to stomp everybody. Denver? Looks like a table with one missing leg. Wobbly, creaky, about to collapse. This one gets ugly fast. You know what? It gets uglier faster than a karaoke night with my buddy Dane. I'm telling you, that's ugly. Eagles by a flock. Next up, Lions at the Bengals, and the Lions are favored by 10 points. 10 points, that's a lot, unless you're Cincinnati. Joe Burrow looks like his season is cooked, and Jake Browning's tossing picks like Oprah. You get one, you get one, you get one, you get one, you get one. The Bengals O-line, about as porous as a screen door on a submarine, folks. Detroit covers easily. Take the 10 points. Lions feast on Tiger Stripes. Giants are 1.5 underdogs at the Saints. Now here's a party. The Giants with new blood at quarterback. Jackson Dart, you know, he's a dual threat who shocked the Chargers last week. The Saints passed on him in the draft, and now they're going to pay for it like a bad credit card bill. The Giants pass rush is running harder than a shoplifter at Walmart on a Black Friday. Saints look so lost, they need Google Maps just to find the end zone. Giants win outright, folks. Who dat? Not them. That's the Week 5 vibe, folks. Injuries, questionable. Spreads, unstable. Coaches sweating like Mattress Mac at the roulette wheel. I'm rolling Browns, Colts, Eagles, Lions, and the Giants. Remember, in this league, every Sunday's a surprise party. Sometimes you're the guest of honor, and sometimes you're the clown with the cake in your face. This is Nostra Jim Bobas here, calling them before they happen, handing out winners hotter than jalapenos in July. Cash those tickets, pour yourself something cold, and sleep Sunday night like you just pancaked the Boogie's quarterback. That's it, folks. Jim Bob's Pigskin Picks.
We're back at the big game, and it's been rough. Somebody has got to break out the Bandito.
Hang on a sec. We've got a penalty here.
There's a flag on the play. Necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee.
Can you even throw a flag at tequila?
The call on the field is under review.
The refs are going under the hood. It's all of them.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands.
There you have it, folks. El Bandito Yankee has been called for necessary smoothness.
Jim Bob Morris here. Make the call for necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of game day.